Log Talk Radio.
I think. Live. We'll find out. I'm assuming it's recording also. Okay. So you can hear it? Can you hear yourself? Say hi. Oh, okay. But you can hear it. So that's good. Okay. So hopefully we can do the video and the audio. So we'll see if that works or not. All right. Let's try it. Okay. Yeah. When it's time to talk, you can turn it back on. So I'll just do an introduction to the show. And hopefully this mic will pick things up. It's a nice big mic. So hopefully my quiet voice gets picked up. I also have a couple of my dogs in the background who at the moment are behaving, but you never know what they're going to do. So this show is Perinatal Ponderings with myself, Winona, and trying to find a title to the show that was a little different than other birth talks, because I want to cover a lot more than that. I want to cover prenatal and even fertility all the way up through mothering. So hopefully we can come and talk about different topics, and hopefully I'll have different guests and do all that kind of stuff. So I guess I should talk a little bit about me, because we are doing this under the kind of banner of the North Star Perinatal Center. So I guess we'll talk a bit about that. I would say birth advocate, birth supporter, perinatal supporter. I have been working with women for about 14 years in the birth realm. And before that, I worked with babies and kids with childcare and foster parenting and teaching play school and lots of fun stuff. Anything I could do with kids, I like to do that. And then after my fifth baby, I was wondering what I should do when I grew up. And I happened to find someone that supported birth and thought, hey, maybe I could do that. I like doing, I like babies, and I believe that women should be able to make their own choices. So there I go. I started that journey, and many births later and helping many families later, I wanted to kind of share some of the things that I've learned, because even though I've learned them, you start to think, well, everyone should know this, but I guess I didn't know it. And so to start sharing it with people who are interested in the whole situation, so not just the birth part, but what we can do during pregnancy and what we can do to make our birth an important part of our life, because it is. It's going to impact our wellness and our health and everything going forward throughout our whole life. So I came up with a course, or I'm still working on it. It is not totally complete. We're still in the building process. But this course, the first course I'm offering, is kind of not even introductory, because it does get in depth in things, but it's kind of the first layer. It's kind of the foundation layer of supporting moms and families and babies in the perinatal years. So that's everything from pregnancy to parenting. And so we have breastfeeding we talk about, and postpartum support, but also prenatal support, birth support, looked at in a holistic light. So how can we support women and families mentally, spiritually, physically, all the things that we as humans, and especially we as women, as we are on our motherhood journey, have to deal with. Sometimes we just deal with the physical aspects and totally forget about the mental aspects of being a mom. So that's just a little basic introduction. Maybe I will write something down so it's a little more cohesive for next time, but we're just winging this episode. So on this episode, I have my friend Drina, who just kind of popped into my life and has been a bit of a sounding board, but she's also helping me to administer the perinatal center. So if we had a physical location, she would be the person you would meet coming in the door, keeping everyone on track. And today, we're just going to talk a little bit about our own births. We have quite a range of ages of children and experiences. Nothing too in-depth, but almost like what, how we felt in those moments. From when I had my first baby almost 32 years ago, things have changed. Things are a little different. Some things for the better and some things not for the better. And, you know, how our life experiences coming into the birth affected that. So we are going to have a little discussion about that. But the first thing I want to do is do my book reading. So every week we're going to read a little passage that will hopefully get us thinking and discussing more. At some point, when I start getting into this and advertising sooner than half an hour before the show, there is phone numbers that you can call into. And so if you have a comment or something you want to discuss, we can have like a little caller time and do that. So kind of hopefully build some community that way. I'm also going to share different holistic type things. So I'm going to share like an herb of the day or an essential oil of the day, or talk about homeopathy remedies, and just kind of start building your knowledge about that. There's people that are way more knowledgeable than me. So if they're out there, they can always call in and put in their two cents. But a lot of these things I didn't really know about, or the wide range of things that we can do. For instance, today we're talking about dandelions. Like, who knew? You didn't have to spray them. You could actually use them for different things. And then, of course, I like to end things with a poem in my classes. When I'm with clients, I often will read them a poem, just because I think it's a good way to wrap things up. And going forward, I would love to see your poems or your songs or your creative things that, you know, deal with motherhood, deal with birth, deal with your thoughts on different things. So we'll have a spot for that. If you want to share your own birth story, I'd be happy to to hear and listen to your story. We don't necessarily have to dissect it. You can just share it, share how you felt, share your message to other women with your birth story. So if you're interested in that, you can let me know and I can book you in to share your birth story, maybe have like a birth story corner. And if you'd like to be a guest, and if you have anything to do with the perinatal period, whether it is giving moms massages or acupuncture or naturopath, any of those things, I will be asking many different people to come on my show. But if you're interested in joining me, definitely let me know. So there we go. That is my introduction. So we're going to start with a little reading. Okay. So this is from the book She Births. I think it's backwards, but oh well. By Marcia McCary. And we're pretty lucky that we do have a lot of authors out there talking about birth stuff, because sometimes you think, oh, there's, you know, Winona's just making stuff up, but I'm actually not. I actually do a lot of reading and learn a lot of different things. So today's little reading is chapter 3 of She Births, and it's called Accepting Truth, or What is Truth? And I thought, well, that would be a good thing to think about when we're talking about birth, because everyone thinks that they know what the truth is. And so we're going to just read this. What is truth? Truth, as it pertains to the birth process, is much the same as truth in any other arena. As adults, we know that some truths are dependent upon the interpreter and can change based on circumstances and perspective. But there are some truths that do not change. This also applies to birth. One of the truths in birth, which is pliable, is the definition of natural childbirth. One thing is absolute, that in order for us to remain committed to our truths, it is always imperative to define them. Every person's definition of natural childbirth will be slightly different. Birth is an extremely personal and private event. To some, natural childbirth is simply equal to a vaginal delivery as opposed to a C-section, and the use of pain medication is not considered a deviation from their definition. To others, it means a birth unhindered. To some, it could even mean birth which isn't overseen by a midwife or OB. There are hundreds of variations on the theme, and the definition of natural childbirth is as personal and individual as the experience. In addition to personal truths, there are also foundational truths. These truths never change. They are as they are, and are as factual as the sun being warm or water being wet. The truth I'm about to tell you is foundational. It is on this belief that all other truths surrounding birth are formed. When this truth is missed or altered, all other truths are being built on a poor and uneven foundation. The truth I am about to reveal has been taken from women, stolen right out from under us. And as each generation passes, the truth gets fainter. This subtle injustice has caused women to be stripped of the very thing that connects them to their source of power. So their femininity and the truth about who they are in relation to the world. The truth, you are capable. When I looked up the word capable in my favorite well-worn thesaurus, a few of the suggested replacement words struck me. Read these statements out loud. I am capable. I am adequate. I am proficient. I am sufficient. I am gifted. I am an expert. I am qualified. I am qualified. Those words struck me. I can't believe how often the mainstream medical community says exactly the opposite. Many women receive messages, most of them subtle, to the contrary, throughout their pregnancy and during the labor process. Well, most doctors have enough bedside manner not to actually say, I've decided you are incapable of natural childbirth, so I'm going to cut your stomach open and take out your baby. It will save us both a lot of inconvenience, and I'll be paid more, too. There are subtle ways that this message of inability is communicated through our modern way of handling pregnant mothers. Not only are women manipulated into thinking that they will not be able to handle natural childbirth, but that if something is wrong with the baby, they will not be able to deal with the difficulties affecting those with so-called imperfect children. The truth is that mothers are more qualified and more able to birth than the medical community lets on, and a mother's intuition is more trustworthy than some of the tests women subject themselves and their babies to. Women have been birthing babies vaginally without the use of unnatural painkillers since the beginning of time. But you wouldn't be able to tell this by the way women are poked and prodded today and the multiple discussions about pain medications for labor. You wouldn't be able to tell this by the white lab coats and the sterile environment and the absolute jungle of wires, beeping monitors, and cold steel often surrounding a laboring woman. So remember, you are capable. That's always a good thing to remember. So I am going to have to stop this recording. We are going to have to pick this up later. So we're going to have a bit of a pause and then pick up this radio show in a bit. Just give me a second.